Recorded Books presents On Task, How Our Brain Gets Things Done, by David Better. Narrated by Adam Gruper. Chapter 1. What Lies in the Gap Between Knowledge and Action? There is a lot of mystery in a cup of coffee, not just in the molecular structure of the drink, or in the chemical interactions needed for that morning fix, or even in the origin of those D-grade beans, though each of these surely contains mysteries in its own right. A cup of coffee is mysterious, because scientists don't really understand how it got there. Someone made the coffee, yes, but we still don't have a satisfying explanation of how that person's brain successfully orchestrated the steps needed to make that coffee. When we set a goal, like making coffee, how does our brain plan and execute the particular actions we take to achieve it? In other words, how do we get things done? Questions like these fascinate me, because they lie close to the heart of what it means to be human. Our species has a uniquely powerful capacity to think, plan, and act in productive, often ingenious ways. Moreover, our mental apparatus for doing things is somehow general purpose. That is, we are able to get things done even if we have never been in that exact situation with that exact goal before. This ability to get things done drives our common notions of intelligence and personality. We hold in high esteem those who achieve ambitious goals, and we pity those who struggle to achieve any. Yet the exceptional achievements of the Olympic athlete or the brilliant mathematician are not really what this audiobook is about. This audiobook is about that cup of coffee. It is about what you, the listener, did today, because what you accomplish on your most unremarkable day, no other species can rival, and no robot yet built can emulate. And how you did it remains an enduring mystery that science has only started to unravel. To illustrate, let's consider what you might have done this morning. The very first thing you do is decide that your plan to wake up at 5:30 a.m. for a jog was a bit ambitious. So you hit the snooze button on your smartphone. After doing that a couple more times, you finally get up and walk to the kitchen to prepare a cup of coffee, perhaps thinking about that meeting you'll have later as you walk. You end up in the kitchen on autopilot. Before starting your familiar coffee-making routine, you throw a bagel in the toaster. All at once, you remember your intention to email your sister. You were thinking of buying a house, and you have been meaning to ask her if her mortgage broker was any good. You make a mental note to send that email at your next opportunity. Or maybe you are the sort of person who stops whatever you are doing to pull out your phone and send your message. You know if you don't send it now, you won't remember later. When your coffee is done brewing, you turn to locate a clean mug, and then also grab a plate for the bagel while you are at the cabinet. You decide to skip the sugar in your coffee today. Surely that makes up for the jog you missed. You hear shouting, and your children running down the hall toward you, arguing loudly. As you watch the door and await the oncoming storm, your fingers idly nudge your coffee mug away from the counter's edge. Our routine mental life is simply a marvel of goal management. Catch us at any given moment, and our head is bustling with goals, plans, strategies, and tactics. Goals are coming and going throughout our waking life, and often more than one at a time. Our goals can range from the abstract and open-ended, like buying a house, to the immediate and trifling, like looking for the cream. We frequently reevaluate our goals based on changing circumstances, desires, or maybe an estimate of our own limitations. Will we remember to send that email later? Some goals intrude unpredictably or unwanted. For example, no one plans to wash a mustard stain out of their shirt, but we can make room. It is fair to say that the course and tenor of everyday human life is largely defined by our goals and the various actions we undertake to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?